what is integrative medicine and how is it different or related to complementary or alternative medicine?
Integrative medicine, it has changed a little bit from what used to be called sort of complementary and alternative medicine. So when we think of what's offered today in standard hospitals and taught in standard medical schools, that's what we call traditional medicine. It relies on pharmaceuticals and surgery to treat kind of a biophysical model of disease. You have a symptom, you look for a cause, a disease, and then you treat that with drugs and or surgery. When we think about other cultures and how other systems have developed, there are other healing modalities, other methods of looking at health and wellness in the world that are not what we practice here, and we call those sort of complementary alternative modalities and complementary alternative medicine. And those include things like other systems of medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, or whole ways that people look at health and disease differently than we do and treat it differently as well. And it also different specific modalities. So looking at things like, where does massage therapy fit in? What about all the dietary supplement industry? What about nutrition? What about sleep medicine? All those sort of things that are just a little bit outside of what we traditionally do. And when you use those things, those modalities, in absence of conventional medicine, we call that complementary and alternative medicine. Now we're starting to bring those into our system and use them in conjunction with traditional Western treatments. We call those complementary modalities then, and as we, in a sort of thoughtful, rational, evidence-based way, incorporate those modalities and ideologies and principles into our treatment, we're calling that now integrative medicine. So that's kind of the newer term for all of this.
I don't know if you have anything to add or if she said it so beautifully that
Well, that was a long-winded answer to your question, but it's important to set the groundwork because these terms are sort of thrown out there a lot.
Yeah.
The important thing to know about integrative medicine is it is becoming accepted and medicalized. There's actually now formal fellowship training in it. Mm-hmm. So physicians, nurse practitioners, healthcare professionals can get formally trained in integrative medicine to learn the evidence behind it and who it's appropriate for, contraindications, you know, things you don't want to use, things you want to incorporate that have evidence. There is now board certification by the American Board of Physician Specialties. For example, I did that the first year it came out. I did a formal fellowship training and then got board certified in this medical specialty now.
Okay.
Yeah. So the intention is really to fold in and weave all these modalities into our conventional medicine so that it becomes very seamless and patients are able to incorporate a holistic approach into how care is being provided.